It's 6 a.m. here on WNFL in Medford, Massachusetts. And we just heard number 173 on the countdown, Bishop Hezekiah Walker in LFC, and No Greater Love. And this must be 172, Pastor John P. Key, Micah Blaylock, and New Life, and Amazing Your Grace.
This little song was written for those that understand the power and the performance of God's grace. Those that have witnessed it, look at someone near you and shout, grace did it. Come here, Michael, help me sing this.
Amazing your grace to those who understand that the power of your grace covers multitudes of sin. And no life would be fulfilled, no redemption in this place, if it had not been, if it had not been, if it had not been for grace. Amazing your grace that found me in despair. When transgression had me bound, you still met me there. My testimony's clear, I would not be here today if it had not been, if it had not been, if it had not been for grace. Thank you for your grace, Lord, yeah. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect when you are weak, you are weak. Most gladly I'll glory in my infirmities, that the power rests on me. Yeah.
Amazing your grace. Generations past,
believers, lift your hands, for trials you'll outlast.
Hear me when I said, you're still with the shackle and chain.
If it had not been,
if it had not been, if it had not been
for grace.
Sing that with me.
Amazing your grace.
Amazing your grace
to me.
Amazing,
amazing.
Everybody sing it. Come on.
To me.
Lord, you're amazing.
Amazing your grace
to me.
To me.
There's no way I would be here.
Amazing your grace.
Oh, yeah.
To me.
Every day you are. You. Without you,
grace
to me. That's no way I could make it without it.
Amazing, oh, your grace to me.
A ship without a sail, I'd be. Come on, Michael, sing this for me.
Me.
I'm so thankful,
amazing,
Lord.
Your grace.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
he never gave up on us.
Amazing,
think about your grace, I am amazing. Amazing your grace, yeah.
Position number 172 in the countdown, Pastor John P. Key, along with Micah Blaylock, and Amazing Your Grace. 5 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WNFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, having a fantastic time here in the studio as we continue. This is part two of the countdown. We started it last Sunday, and we went from number 200 to number 179. And here we are today, 178, and we're looking at 171 coming up next. This is Anthony Brown, Jonathan McReynolds, and Travis Green, along with Group Therapy, and Every Time, here on Sounds of Praise. There's a little
one. Every time I call on the name Jesus, something happens. Every time I call on the name of Jesus, something happens. Every time I call on the name of Jesus, something happens.
Say it. Every time I call on the name of Jesus,
oh, something happens.
Every time I call on the name of Jesus,
something happens. So I call on.
I call on Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
Anthony Brown, Jonathan McReynolds, Travis Green, and Group Therapy with Every Time in position number 171 here on the countdown. 12 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. I have to remind you or inform you, if you just tuned in, that I left a lot of my material at home, and so therefore I'm not going to be able to give you the weather update like we usually do around 6:30. But I do know it's 28 degrees and it's clear outside today. And as far as I can remember, there's no precipitation in the forecast for this day. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. in position number 170 in the countdown. I like a song like this. It's an old song. And someone brought out with it. It's not really a change rendition, but a very anointed rendition. And it made its way to the countdown in position number 170. This is Jay Thomas in Oh Lord, You're Beautiful. Here are Sounds of Praise.
Oh Lord, You're Beautiful.
In position number 170 in the countdown, that was Jay Thomas in Oh Lord, You're Beautiful. 6:20 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm going to make a note, mental note. Maybe I'll just jot it down somewhere. I don't know if I'll be able to find it when I want it. But sometime this year, Lord willing, we're going to go back and we're going to pull out a lot of the great music that the Maranatha Singers produced way back in the 70s and 80s, I guess, before they the group disbanded. And now they have their own recording studio and recording company. And they're doing, I guess, very well, playing some of their old stuff and also some songs that are produced by other artists as well. And so I think the Maranatha Singers deserve come back here on Sounds of Praise. I really enjoy their music. Okay, 6:21, the Sounds of Praise time. And I think it's time for a public service announcement. How about that, sports fans? Gospel fans?
It can happen to the best of us. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford, Walt Disney and Harry Truman, they all had money troubles at one time in their lives. So if one day you have to say these words,
I can no longer make my mortgage payments.
Don't be ashamed. Act. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem right away. Because the sooner you let them know, the easier it will be for both of you. You see, nobody wins in a foreclosure. The process is costly and heartbreaking. Companies want to work with you. In fact, they have whole teams of people dedicated solely to keeping borrowers out of foreclosure. So if you're in danger of falling behind in your mortgage, call the company you've been sending your payments to every month and call them today. They can't help if they don't know you need help. To learn more, visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. That's HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. Brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 6:22 is the Sounds of Praise time. We are continuing with the countdown. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, along with Kiara Sheard, in position number 169. And this is Your Spirit here on Sounds of Praise.
We come alive. We stand in awe. do.
We stand in awe of you.
Stand in awe.
We stand in awe of you.
Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit,
It's 6:30 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. Let me apologize one more time. I left all my information about the weather and everything else at home, and so therefore, we're not going to have any weather update today. Last time I looked, 28 degrees outside our studio. I believe it's supposed to be a clear and cool day today. Can't give you much more information beyond that. Okay, but the countdown is continuing to roll right along. In position number 168, William McDowell, and You Are God Alone.
Can the people of God another
believe that tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Can we make a declaration tonight? Can we make a declaration tonight? You're unchangeable.
Position number 168 in the countdown, that was William McDowell from the album Arise and You Are God Alone. Okay, this is the first local artist to make the countdown, I believe. I don't think we played a local artist last week. And so in position number 167 on the countdown from right here in Massachusetts, this is Leslie Seeley and Let the Rain Fall Down here on Sounds of Praise.
This song says, let the rain fall down. Hallelujah. We need some rain in this earth, don't you think? Hallelujah. Some rain. Rain of salvation. Rain of deliverance. Rain of healing. Rain of miracles. We need some rain. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 644 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 4th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry as we continue with part two of the countdown. And we are at position number 176. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and the McClurkin Project, and it's all about the love here on Sounds of Praise.
Don't know how to love.
Don't know.
All about the love,
all about the love,
boy.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, it's all about God's love, demonstrated on the cross of Calvary by Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who was willing to come into the world to pay the penalty for your sin and for mine. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, that was the McClurkin Project here on Sounds of Praise in position number 176, and all about the love. I'm sorry, 166. And this is 165, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and Jesus is. What do you mean, Jesus is? That's what he told Moses when he went, sent him to Egypt to deliver the people. He said, tell the Pharaoh that I am, tell the people, tell everybody, I am, that I am, has sent you. What does that mean? It means that whatever you need, Jesus is. Yeah.
Anybody glad you serve a God who's more than enough? Amen. Come on, if he's your everything, I need you to clap your hands. Let's sing and celebrate Jesus in this place.
Strength whenever I am weak, my hope, everything I need is more than life to me. Jesus is my peace, shelter from the storm. He's all my heart is longing for.
praise to Jesus.
Yeah.
He is.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir here on Sounds of Praise, and Jesus is. And if you're a regular listener to the program, you know that every once in a while a song will turn me on. The Spirit of God will turn me on through a song, and I'll go back and I'll play that one twice because it was so nice. But I can't do that. We got 200 songs we got to get to. We got to get to number one. And right now we're only at number 165. That was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and Jesus is. So let's go to number 164. Coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, the late Bishop Andre Crouch, along with Bishop Marvin Winans, and Let the Church Say Amen.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. Spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen.
Everybody
say Amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say Amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness? Let the church say Amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says.